For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Milwaukee activist Frank Nitti, known to newspapers as Frank Sensabaugh, began his march this week to Washington, D.C. Nitti had been leading the peaceful marches here in Milwaukee to protest the murder of George Floyd by Minneapolis police. The goal is to reach the nation's capital in time for the anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech on August 28th. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The Big Ten Conference Council of Presidents and Chancellors has approved a 10-game schedule set to start the weekend of September 5th. The UW Badgers will host Indiana September 4th, and in a statement announcing the season, the conference acknowledged the games may not take place as scheduled, saying that while it was prepared to begin all fall sports, cancellations due to the coronavirus could occur at any time. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales released a video presentation led by Assistant Chief Michael Brunson per a directive from the Fire and Police Commission to give public account of the MPD's use of chemical irritants such as pepper spray and tear gas. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Wisconsin needs about 900 poll workers for the August 11th election. Poll workers are being requested in 40 of the state's 72 counties. The National Guard may be deployed to work the polls as they did during the April primary if enough workers are not found. The Brewers registered as many errors as they did runs in a 3-2 loss to the White Sox yesterday. And the Bucks also lost to the Brooklyn Nets 119-116. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Many employees of Epic Systems are upset with its company CEO Judy Faulkner for ignoring advice of public health officials. Epic is a medical records software company founded in Madison with the Verona campus, employing nearly 10,000 people, and is a big part of the surging economy in Dane County. Employees speaking with local journalists in Madison have requested anonymity, saying managers who have expressed concern about a full return to work have been demoted within the company, with even former employees speaking anonymously for fear of bad references. Starting next week, Epic says employees will be returning to work in phases, with all employees due back September 21st and some exceptions due back by November 2nd. Employees that do not comply have been told they must take an unpaid leave of absence or risk being fired. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. High of 75 with partly cloudy skies, overnight lows around 60 degrees. Thursday, highs around 77 with partly cloudy skies. Friday, clear skies in Milwaukee with a high of 78. Madison, partly cloudy skies with a high of 80 degrees. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.